Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 1-844-OWN-USED. December 5th is the deadline to sign up for the new margin protection program for dairy producers. There are a number of things for dairymen to consider, including utilizing MPP or the Livestock Gross Margin Protection Program. Michelle Sell is a livestock insurance specialist with Badgerland Financial in Wisconsin. She says while both programs protect the margin between milk and feed costs, there are differences.
First of all, the pricing that is utilized to cover or to determine the margin is different. LGM uses Class 3 futures prices as well as futures prices for corn and soybean meal, whereas MPP uses a set national formula to determine the margins using pricing on the milk. It's the all milk price, and then it's a national average price for corn, soybean meal, and alfalfa hay. LGM is based off of the current market, so it's dictated by whatever the futures prices say the coming months prices are projected to be. Our margins are still favorable, so you're able to capitalize on that and get in at a higher level, and cover a higher margin area than you can with MPP, because MPP doesn't move as the markets move. It's a set range of $4 to $8. One of the, biggest differences in terms of when you look at LGM versus MPP is that they can select the amount of milk that they want to cover for the different months. It's not based off of a set production history level. And as well as the feed, there is not a set formula that is used. It is based off of the levels that are determined by the producer. There is no premium structure based off the size of your operation. The premium is the same as long as the policy structure is the same. The amount of milk does not dictate what your premium will be. There is a deductible component with LGM, which is an important part that helps determine to what level your policy is subsidized.
Another big difference here is you can increase the amount of milk covered under the LGM, as I understand it.
Yes, you can increase levels of participation with LGM and add on additional coverage to cover whatever that amount of increased production is.
And when you pay the premiums, a difference here as well.
Yes. LGM premiums are due at the end of the 10-month policy period. So for someone that would have signed up for LGM here this month in November, that policy period would run from January through October, and then the bill would go out for that policy on November 1st, and that premium would not be due until November 30th. So basically a year out from the sign-up time frame is when your premium is due.
Now again, the sign-up deadline for the Margin Protection Program, December 5th. Next sign-up for the LGM program, December 26th. Sell says funding for LGM could very well run out before the end of the fiscal year, so she suggests if you're going to get into LGM, you may want to do it now. Michelle Sell with Badgerland Financial. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.